Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I got a great show for you today. We really do. And I'll ask you to stick around. I ask you every day to stick around for the entire hour, but do it. First, before I begin and introduce our first guest, I just want to tell everyone, if you're in the Boston area and you're looking for a great place to go on Father's Day, I know I just went last night with my wife, Seasons 52. I go there frequently. It's just a top-notch restaurant with great food, great prices. Contact them for Father's Day. Go to seasons52.com. And later on in today's show, and I will get to today's guest in a minute, joining us will be Gianni Russo, you know, a.k.a. Carlo Rizzi from The Godfather, you know, the son-in-law who gets strangled in the car. I'm going to talk with him about his new brand of liquor, Corleone brand vodka. All right, now that I get that out of the way, I am delighted to introduce our first guest, Chris Zook. He's a partner at Bain & Company. He's been co-head of the firm's global strategy practice for two decades and based in Boston and Amsterdam. And the book is co-written with James Allen, a partner in Bain's London office. And the name of the book, really an interesting take here, The Founder's Mentality, How to Overcome the Predictable Crisis of Growth. And the book is published Harvard Business Review. I recommend a copy to everyone. Hey, Chris, sorry, long introduction, but I had to get all that in. It's a pleasure to have you joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Stu. This is great.
The book really has kind of an interesting perspective when you talk about the differences in terms of how businesses. Our approach to help not only salvation, but growth, sustainability. It seems to me to be a lot different than it was even as recent as maybe a decade or two ago. Is the approach different? Are we missing the, when I say we, I mean collectively, those people who own businesses with a tremendously high fatality rate, what are they missing? Where is it going wrong? And I understand you have to have a product or service, or it don't matter know-how what you do.
Yeah, I think the dimensions of speed are more important than ever. Cycle times of business are shortening. Cycle times of products are shortening. Cycle times of people holding stock are one-tenth of what they were a few decades ago. And so the ability of companies to respond more quickly has become massively more important. And so the work that we did on the founder's mentality addressed a lot of the inner characteristics of companies that allow them not to age as prematurely as most companies do. Most companies age prematurely, eventually bureaucratize, and get overtaken by ever younger insurgent companies growing faster. I mean, think of GoPro overtaking Sony in small cameras. I mean, how incredible is that? Or Netflix, not the networks, creating the first real digital television station. And so companies are attacked by faster and faster, stronger and stronger insurgents today. and it's more important for them to stay useful. And that's what the essence of the founder's mentality and the research we did is about.
I'm a simple guy. I'm a simple thinker. I always had the adage, and I know it's difficult in this very complex world, to avoid the complexities of too many things. If I can simplify something, I have a simple business model. It's not complicated. And yet you use that as a key word in describing perhaps the dimension of a company, that complexities are somehow uprooting companies, and part of those complexities are directly related to the fact that the companies, as you talk about in the title, don't have a founder's mentality. And I'm sure you're not saying that all founders guarantee success.
No, I mean, most founders fail. You know, there's 500,000 startups in America. It's the core of America's economy, really, every single year. And yet the number that actually reaches, let's say, $100 million dollars in size is about one out of 1,700. And so, you know, founders are mostly not that successful. But what we did was, in our work, we looked over the last 5 years at what it was that propelled companies that seemed to be sustainably successful, that went from success to success, like Nike or L Brands, companies like that, Google. And we discovered something kind of amazing. We found that in the last 15 years, companies that still had the founder significantly involved running the company or on the board performed 3.1 times better in terms of shareholder return than all others. So then people said, well, that must just be the Silicon Valley effect. That's Facebook, that's Google, that's Apple, that's companies like that. And so we subtracted all the tech Silicon Valley companies, and it was still around 2.5 times more successful. And so what we then did is to say, well, why is that? Is it just the genius of people like Phil Knight and Les Wexner, certain individuals? But as we drilled down, we found that even more than that, though that was a part of it, it was a few characteristics in companies which, if they maintain them as they grow complex, keeps them young and actually keeps things simple. You know, in life, we all tend to make things too complex. My wife and I went through a period where we said, let's get rid of half of the things that we own. And we went through a massive simplification. But, you know, just like barnacles accumulate on a boat, you accumulate things, you accumulate obligations. And if that's true for just individuals, it's massively true of companies. And the founder's mentality, we think, is the best way to keep things simple.
Yeah, I don't mean to be humorous about this, but it's also a great rationalization for someone who may not be too bright and says, you know, I don't want to make this complex. I want to keep it simple, because there's certain incapability. And we see the camouflage aspect of business and how so many people do this by sidestepping their real responsibilities because they're afraid to drift out of their comfort zone. So it's, you know, it's the perception that you're so highly intellectual and so diverse that you can do that you can really do anything. Having said that, how do you really describe what a founder's mentality is, and maybe give us a couple of examples?
Sure. You know, every founder on this first day building his business is often the first salesperson, the person with a passionate idea to, you know, go to war against the standards of their industry or create something new, is often the person to turn the lights on in the morning, often the first product developer. And then the journey begins. And the three attributes that we found of the founder's mentality that allow young companies to thrive and older companies to maintain their usefulness were, first, what we called an insurgent mission. So it's really extreme. You think about something, you know, like Elon Musk creating SpaceX, which they hope ultimately will send humans to other planets. They're pretty amazing. Or Google organizing all of the world's information. Pretty inspiring. But, you know, even your local restaurant can have something about it that really makes it absolutely special than just, quote, another restaurant. The second element of the founder's mentality is what we called a frontline obsession, and a massive intellectual curiosity with the details of the business, and therefore a willingness to make the heroes of the business the people at the front line in the factory or actually serving the customer. And, you know, in bureaucracies and companies that grow and keep complexity growing, you find very often power shifts over time to people who have never served a customer, may never have made a product, may never have worked in a factory. And, you know, that is how companies lose their ground-level instinct. The great example to me, a simple one, short one, is Vikram Oberoi, the grandson of M.S. Oberoi in India, one of the hotel chains that year after year has won the best hotel chain in the world award, told me how his grandfather, who was very poor from rural India, even at the age of 94, on Sunday morning, he would go in to visit him and find he was still holding customer comment cards about the temperature of the tea in front of his eyes, because he could only see about 3 inches, and scrawling on them, you know. And that love of the intellectual curiosity of detail is so powerful across the founders. And the third element is what we call an owner's mindset, you know, and this is really a focus on jumping on problems right away, willingness to take responsibility, and a bolder bet. But, you know, companies, as they grow, if they allow these three elements of the founder's mentality to wane, you know, what happens is that gradually leaders turn into managers, and, you know, managers turn into custodians, and custodians ultimately turn into bureaucrats. And that's not very inspiring and doesn't keep the best talent.
All right, we're going to ask you to stick around for another segment. There's lots to cover. We'll try to get as much as we can in. Chris Zook, co-author with James Allen. The book is The Founder's Mentality, How to Overcome the Predictable Crises of Growth. And the book is available in hardcover. It's published by Harvard Business Review. The reputation of Harvard Business Review is always great. I find most books published by Harvard Business Review have some worthwhile information. So we will return with Chris Zook, and we ask you to stick around. This is Stu Taylor.
To America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, pardon me as I get a little emotional hearing that song. It was the song my older daughter and I chose for her wedding. I almost forget I have an interview when I listen to Fred Astaire singing that. But back right now to our esteemed guest, Chris Zook, book co-written with James Allen, The Founder's Mentality. And it's published by Harvard Business Review. The book has immediately jumped to number one on Amazon on business books as a bestseller. So there you go. If you're in business in any capacity and hope to aspire to be the founder of a company or act like the founder, well, wait a minute. I'm going to ask that question. This book is for you. Chris, having said that, is this book for people who are more than founders of companies or who would aspire to be founders?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really for any leader and probably also for any investor looking at companies because so just first on the investors, you know, just like as humans, if we're not performing well on the outside, sometimes what is really wrong is something deeper inside with our health or our state of mind or something else. And we found these elements of the founder's mentality are great measures of the internal health of companies. And we found that 85% of breakdowns of businesses outside relate often to deeper internal problems that existed before. So I think it's relevant for investors who should look much more at the churn rate of people in and out of the business, their ability to attract the young, customer loyalty, as well as just financial indicators.
Yeah, well, you know, in a business on the inside, you know, certainly you intimate here. I mean, if you don't have the right tools, then all things that follow by logic are a fallacy, or they're non-truths. You've got to have a premise that's right, a business model. You also have to be able, and I'll let you say it, what percentage of companies need to be involved in innovation? You know, we hear all these magic buzzwords. You know, we're going to innovate, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. Scalability is important. How do you make sure that the inner workings of a company are set before a founder can do anything? Because it's like the manager of a bad baseball team. He can be brilliant. It ain't going to do no good.
You know, so many of the breakdowns in companies are at the bottom. They're because people are discouraged, people feel disempowered, they don't see their future, they don't feel listened to, et cetera. So an awful lot of the focus of our research and the things that we captured around the world are practices that electrify the energy for people farther down in the organization, and also things that really any individual leader can do. One thing we do even at Bain & Company is we survey every single case team. We have project teams, and it used to be once a month, and now the teams want us to survey them once a week, these seven questions about how you're doing. And the most junior analysts get to put their hand up and say, we're working on the wrong problems, or we're not efficient, and it hugely empowers them. You know, another thing is creating mini founder experiences. Rather than a company being like a huge corporate structure, the more you can break it down into smaller pieces and have more leaders through the company, the more leadership and founder positions you can have, the better. I was talking to the head of Domino's Pizza in India, who feels like a founder, even though they're part of a large Domino's. They have 1,000, they're a franchisee, they have 1,000 stores, they've tailored it to the monsoon for delivery. And, you know, speaking to them is just like speaking to somebody at the top of the entire company. So there are many, many things that you can do. We found one amazing thing. You mentioned innovation, and then I'll stop for a second, is, right now only 13% of people, only 13 in the average business or organization, frankly, say they have any emotional connection to its purpose. And yet there are some where it's 100%. And you say, well, why does that matter? It matters because when you do have a connection, we found by a factor of five times more often, people were willing to invest their own time in solving problems or offering innovative ideas. And, you know, if you have a company where it's zero versus and being attacked by a company where it's 100, you know, that's a very powerful competitive difference.
Chris Zook joining us, and I certainly want to get into the subtitle of the book and all these crises that companies face, and you outlined three of them. And I know it's not quite analogous, but I think of certainly in my interviews with Jack Welch in his book Winning: A Differentiation, identifying the 70-20-10 breakdown. It's not quite the same, but it just entered my mind about overload, stall out, and free fall. What's the biggest cause of businesses to failure? The biggest danger, I guess, is free fall. Just look at the stock market.
Yeah, free fall is something that hit about 6 or 7% of companies at any point in time. This is when your whole business model starts to unravel. You know, think of Blockbuster Video, not switching online and just selling tapes and CDs and renting them in a store. You know, that would be an example of a company in free fall. Or Marvel Comics, when, you know, I used to stash comic books under my bed. And when we no longer did that and had children doing that, you know, what did Marvel do? It went bankrupt. But it was rejuvenated by building around its great strengths, its hidden assets, and the founder's mentality came back to it. And now Marvel is very successful. It was bought by Disney for $8 billion. But, yeah, free fall is when the fundamental business model falls apart. The more common thing is
and I mean, you look at people like Schultz of Starbucks, you look at Netflix, how they've reinvented themselves and continue to do it based upon what I guess what you say is a founder's mentality. Unfortunately, we only have a minute left. I want to throw out a name. I'll look for a response. I'm sure you've heard about Larry Page investing $100 million in flying cars. I mean, to me, that was so incredibly fascinating. I thought I would bring it up with someone with your expertise or background. You want to comment on that?
Sure. I mean, Google has reorganized itself recently to call itself Alphabet. And so the Google search engine business, which generates virtually all the profit and most of the stock market power of Google, is, you know, hived off and is run separately. But, you know, a lot of businesses, maybe the ratio of 70-20-10, if you have good cash flow, maybe you should take 10% of your cash and invest it boldly in things out there for the future. And, you know, we would strongly recommend that as long as it doesn't weaken the core business itself, which Google set it up not to do. So I think it's great that they're making big bets like that. You know, just like IBM has bet on Watson, and Amazon has created Amazon Web Services to, you know, sell computing in the cloud. Sometimes these diversifications that build on your core are incredibly powerful. So, yeah, 70-20-10 isn't a bad ratio for things far out there, things that reinforce the core investment in 70% on the core, and that's where I'd put the flying cars.
All right, Chris, stay on as we go to a break coming up right after it. Will be Carlo Rizzi. That's the name you recognize from The Godfather. He is Gianni Russo with an amazing story in his new line of Corleone brand vodka. We'll talk with him right after we come back. I want to thank Chris Zook. Buy the book, The Founder's Mentality, number one on Amazon. That should be enough for you. Chris, been great.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor. And you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, welcome back. And trying to get the most beautiful sound here of a little bit of it. Let me get a little.
You sign your name.
All right, it's Vicky Karn, one of my all-time favorite songs with Pen in Hand. I am delighted, after difficulties getting through to the hotel, which accounts for the delay, to have on a gentleman that everyone will know. They may not know him by his real name, but they'll know the AKA. I'm talking about Gianni Russo. And he is known as Carlo Rizzi from The Godfather. Need I say any more? And it's really great to have him on. Gianni, welcome, and congratulations on quite an illustrious career.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you here. And I don't know how we can. First of all, I want to extend my condolences. I never could attend your funeral when you got strangled in the car in Godfather.
Well, you know, the good news is I die in most of my pictures, so at least I know how I want to go, quietly in my sleep.
Well, you've had a great career, and I do want to say this as I begin here. That Tavern on Rush, and you've had me talking about it, my wife, my daughter, whenever we're in Chicago, which is frequently, always got a Tavern on Rush, and they're hosting, if you're listening and you're in the Midwest, they're hosting Gianni Russo. And I'll just say he's the infamous son-in-law from The Godfather, both 1 and 2. And that'll be on Monday, June 13th. You'll be in town promoting your new Corleone brand vodka. Let's get this covered because I want to make sure we do. I'm afraid we're going to get so involved in The Godfather, I'll never get to this. And there's a whole, so you go to tavernonrush.com, you'll get the whole itinerary. You don't have time to go through it. Talk about this new endeavor, and other than your name recognition, why people should be attracted to it, other than wanting to tie one on.
Well, when I had the opportunity to get involved with the vodka company, I thought it was quite brilliant myself because, you know, it's the first time the Brando estate allowed us to use his image. And with that said, Paramount, Viacom, and the Brando estate endorse this product, and I think it's remarkable because Francoli distilleries from Italy are probably one of the best. So this vodka is an organic vodka. It's from high quality grain from Piemonte, and the water is from the Italian Alps, and it's in a black unique bottle, which I love. So I'm the brand ambassador traveling the world and having fun with it.
You know what's great about this? You don't have to build any name recognition. I mean, the name recognition is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect. I wish we could all do that.
We got a 91 rating by Beverage Aficionado already, which is amazing.
It's great. Go out and buy it. If you drink, go out and buy it. I prefer orange juice. I shouldn't say that during an ad, but, you know, it's most people love a good brand of vodka, and this is it. And, again, one more time. If you're in Chicago, Monday, June 13th, go to it's my favorite restaurant in Chicago. You've eaten there, right? Have you eaten there yet, Gianni?
Well, you know, I know Marty from Vegas days when he had the Jubilation. So we go back. I was in his club there, but, I mean, the Tavern on Rush, that corner is amazing looking. I mean, I'm a guy that's out every day, fortunately. You know, 73 years of age. My kids even say, you know, they go home before I do.
Well, you look great. You don't look quite like you look like in The Godfather, but I want to go back to your acting career. A lot of people, you know, you go to undergraduate school, you go on to get an MBA, you prepare yourself for whatever your vocation is. You kind of prepared it in associating with some people who perhaps weren't the most scrupulous out there. I mean, the story is fascinating. It captivates our attention every day, which explains the success. So your education, if I can use the expression, was in the streets, involved with gangsters, and that fueled you on to a great career in movies. How did all this get started?
You know, it's so interesting that you say that, because it looks like I've done a thesis on the mob world, and it's just my way of life. Fortunately, a gentleman at the age when I was 12, peddling ballpoint pens on the streets of Upper Manhattan, Frank Costello took a liking to me and opened me up to a world that I heard about, as we all did growing up, you know, with the Gambinos and the Gallos shooting each other in the streets. But he showed me a different end of it, and then introduced me to Maya Lansky and more of the upper echelon gentleman part of the business. But I've had a as you pointed out, since 12, I'm here. I am, you know, 60 something years in a world that very few people are privy to, and it was opened up to me in such a grand way, and in a protective way, where, you know, you can never bring me into it. That was one of the things that, you know, they protected me with a lot of people. You know, I don't know why they would want their sons and daughters to get, not daughters, but I mean sons, to get involved in that world. But I had a great, great career traveling through the world, and I was in the Copacabana every night at the age of 15, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure you have a million stories. Part of it is your associations with so many well-known names, celebrities, Marilyn Monroe, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Frank Sinatra. What was your relationship with Frank Sinatra? And I know one of the stories you're going to tell, but I want to make sure we get all of this in. When you get in with the mob, you can't get out. And then even when you get in movies, some people warn you, you know, maybe you shouldn't be in this movie. Were you able to dance your way around all these precarious situations, both with the mob and in the entertainment industry? I bet there are a lot of stories.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should bring up Frank. How I got attracted to Frank was in a very unique way, because I was in Bellevue Hospital for about 5 years with polio from 1949. And my first birthday coming up in the hospital was December 12th. And I was listening to a little radio that I had access to in the ward. And they were, that whole day, December 12th, made me aware that Sinatra and I were born the same day. So it gave me an encouragement to know, here's an Italian-American from Hoboken, New Jersey. And later on, Gene Dixon did a comparison of our lives, that, you know, rooftop to rooftop, we were 12 miles apart. So it, as a person at that time, needing some kind of encouragement or a reason to live, basically, he gave it to me. And then later on in life, I had the opportunity backstage at the Copa to tell him the story, and it brought him to tears. And ever since then, until he died, I was, you know, he baptized my son Luciano and had a big christening for him in Beverly Hills. But until he died, I remained friends with him. But he's a strange dude at the time. I mean, people didn't really know him. I mean, he was a bad drunk. He thought he was, when he got drunk, Frank thought he was 6'4 and 250 pounds. You know, he was always picking fights with people that he could never win.
Hey, how do you think he would have reacted to Corleone brand vodka? Your timing may be off for coming up with it.
I think he'd like the bourbon that we're coming out with later on, but I think he likes, you know, he likes people who basically take advantage of their situations. Like, you know, I was with Bobby De Niro not too long ago, and he said to me, "Hey, so I don't think anybody has capitalized on this movie more than you."
Yeah, well, you've done a great job, and some of your stories are really interesting. And part of it is conscious or unconscious branding. And, you know, this isn't about me, but I do my radio show. I have on all top. I do several of them. I do have on a number of top personalities, and it creates that branding effect. You were involved. You had an involvement. I got to be careful how I phrase things today with the way this politically correct culture is. But you did have an interaction with Marlon Brando, didn't you?
Oh, my God, yeah. When Marlon first met me, it was very funny. It was at the rehearsal where Francis was brilliant enough up in Patsy's restaurant on about 119th Street in Harlem, which I used to frequent all the time because it was a 24-hour-a-day pizza place, you know, after drinking all night. A lot of us, including Sinatra, everybody used to go there. And I knew Patsy Salerno for 100 years, the owner, and the mobster of the Genovese family. So when Francis wanted to have the rehearsals there, we took the back room, which I was aware of where the Zigonette games were late at night, and the whole cast was there. And the idea is we were going to have a cold reading, not being an actor, I thought they were going to turn the air conditioning on. I don't know what the hell they were talking about, a cold reading. And all we did was sit around, and he placed us accordingly to you being in the family. So obviously it was Brando.
I'm going to ask you to pick this up right after a break. I hate to interrupt the story, but you know how this game works.
Oh, no, please.
All right, and I want to tell people, get on a plane. If I weren't going to New Hampshire on vacation, I get on a plane, go to Tavern on Rush, I test that Corleone brand vodka and meet Gianni Russo. That is Carlo Rizzi. That Tavern on Rush. Don't miss it. I know we have a lot of listeners from Chicago. Back right after these messages.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Can't think of a better way to end the week, and I couldn't think of a better way to start the week if we had Gianni Russo on Monday as well. You're welcome on the show anytime. If I mention the name Carlo Rizzi from The Godfather, you'll all know who he is. He is he's going to be in Chicago, and he's got a brand new vodka brand out. It's called Corleone Brand Vodka, and it's high, really high. I'm sorry?
Don Corleone. It's Don Corleone.
Oh, okay. Organic, it says right here that it's Corleone. It doesn't say Don Corleone here.
So Don Corleone vodka.
All right, we'll have to get that taken care of in the next press release. But if you go to Tavern on Rush, in fact, this will be one of the gifts given away, and it may be worth a flight out to Chicago. It's worth the flight to the restaurant. And
we're gonna have a lot of fun that night.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna have a lot of fun Monday night. I'll be there all night.
Oh, man, you know, honestly, if I weren't going to New Hampshire, I might get on a plane. Because as I said to you during the break, you know, I tend to, it's quite natural to like people who have brought you a lot of pleasure through the years. And you're one of the components of, you know, I think it's hands down, two of the greatest movies, maybe the two greatest movies ever made. I can see them over and over and over again. I loved your role. I hated when you were terminated. But it hasn't hurt you to be typecast. You've been a singer. You've been in 35 movies, and Prohibition is not around anymore. So yeah, you've really spread your wings out. How did you overcome that typecast?
I didn't. I didn't want to. To me, it's not a typecast. It's who I am. You know, I was from Mulberry Street. I moved uptown. And hung out at Toots shows every night in the Copa and the Latin Quarter, and came to Chicago so many times. I mean, Jesus, I ate sparrows at Ricardo's house on Sunday nights, and nobody, you know, I mean, I've been everywhere, fortunately, and unfortunately in certain situations. But it's been a marvelous life. I mean, I look back at it myself and say, how do I do this, and have the privilege to do it. It's been a privilege, fortunately.
Well, I mean, obviously a privilege. Could you take us inside the movie? I know people are going to say, why don't you ask him the damn question on what it was like to interact with some of the higher profile people? What kind of a relationship you had? How difficult was it on the set? Did you have problems with the director? I'm going to throw it open as just an open-ended question. Tell us something about working in the Godfather movies that you think would be moving, stimulating, and new to the listenership.
Well, you know, first of all, being a young actor, I was 26 years old at that time, and it's my first movie, and I didn't even know who Pacino was or, Robert De Niro, and I knew James Caan because he just did Brian Piccolo, but I was more impressed to meet Brando and Sterling Hayden and Richard Conte, these great old actors that, you know, I loved, and Brando and I hit it off after we had a little rough go the first day. Because, again, I didn't know protocol on the set. And when he came over to me, everybody, you know, we did this whole thing. And then Brando comes over to me. And everybody wanted him to come to them. You know, James Caan, everybody loved this guy. They're all thespians who studied with Stella Adler and you name it. And he comes to me. And he says, I know you. How do I know you? You're a TV actor. I said, no. He says, you got a big movie coming out. I said, no. He says, I know you're not on Broadway. I said, okay. He says, who'd you study with? I said, study what? with that, he calls
Frank the Gambino crime family. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he says to me, he says to Francis, he says, Francis, this guy, which I never knew, I didn't read the script and break it down like all these actors do. He said, this guy marries my daughter, undermines my family, gets my oldest son killed. I mean, he undermines my whole family. He's got to be a great actor. So with this, I'm saying, wait a minute. I just had a big party in Patsy's on 56th Street announcing I was doing this movie.
Love
I said, this
person.
Guy's going to get me fired. So I don't know protocol. So I told Francis, the director, I said, could you go over there a minute? I got to talk to this guy. And then I put my arm on him. It was like touching God. The whole room went pin quiet. And I walked him to a corner that I knew in the club because I didn't want to embarrass the guy. And I turned him around. I can't say on the radio what I really told him. But I turned him around, looked him in the eye, said, let me just tell you something. You screwed this up on me. You hear me, Mullen? You screwed this up on me. I'm going to kill you. You hear what I'm telling you? I'm going to kill you.
I'll tell you, and I had the pleasure of chatting personally with Francis Ford Coppola in Boston one time. Fascinating guy. Here's the frustration of doing this show, Gianni. I could have you on for 2 hours. We got about a minute, almost 2 minutes. I want you to close. You want to talk about your current enterprises, opening liquor stores? What do you want to talk about in the last minute?
The last minute, I'm happy to say the Binnie's invited me here. I'm in 32 stores. If you are in the Chicago area, go to any Benny store. I'm hitting them all between now and then. I'm coming back next weekend, too, for Father's Day. And Monday night, we're at, you know, at the Tavern on Rush, and it's going to be a great night. And I just want to have everybody be drinking Don Corleone vodka in Illinois while I'm here.
It's going to be a great night. And my younger daughter lives in Chicago. She just got married. She's in Lake Como, Italy, on her honeymoon. So I didn't go to Lake Como, Chicago, or stay here. I think I will. But I hope you and I do get the chance to talk. And I wish you great luck with Don Corleone brand vodka. Hey, press release, you left out Don. And check out all the stores. I hear great things about it. And go to Tavern on Rush. If you're anywhere, it's worth a trip.
Monday
there.
Night.
I'm sorry?
Even Monday night, I'm going there every day just to hang out for lunch. The food is phenomenal. Everything is great.
I mean, does it get any better than I'm not just saying this, and I'm not blowing smoke, and I travel around the country. I can't think of a higher quality, better restaurant than Tavern on Rush. And that's the first stop. And as a matter of fact, when I go in, I said to my wife, what do you want to eat? We got 4 nights here. Tavern on Rush, Tavern on Rush, Tavern on Rush, Tavern on Rush. And it's a great mix. I have to say, this has been a real pleasure talking with you. Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah.
Give it out.
My own website, GianniRusso.com, and we have Don Corleone Brand. That website's really interesting right now. And
is that Don Corleone Brand.com?
Yep.
All right. The clock is spinning. Stay on for a moment as we come to a conclusion. Gianni Russo, I can't think of a better way to end the week. I want to wish everyone a terrific weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.